Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. There's a new wave of young guns that are making their mark on the scene here in Ontario and across Canada, and one of them has already surpassed its 2010 totals for wins and purses, and we're just at the midway point of 2011. He's possibly Canadian Harness Racing's breakout star of the year. Billy Davis Jr. is with us. Welcome to Trot Radio, Bill.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great. Pleasure to have you with us. In 2010, you had 175 wins, $948,000. Here's how you're doing now for those who haven't been keeping track. Halfway through 2011, Bill's got 181 wins and nearly $1.1 million. Congratulations. What turned things around for you?
I have to say the horses I've just been driving.
That's it.
Well, pretty much. Just getting some better mounts, and a lot of trainers are putting me down on more horses.
Yeah, but there had to have been a time when, you know, you went to the tracks around here, coming in from BC and not being all that well-known, where you sort of sat in the driver's room and waited for an up, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I would show up just a lot of times just for one drive, and most of the times they weren't very live and had the outside, but I just kept showing up every day, letting people know I was available and willing to drive.
Well, that you just hit that on the head. And it goes back to the old saying, you got to be good to be lucky. The harder you work, the luckier you get, because you're not getting these better mounts simply because you're a nice guy. You've proven yourself.
Yeah.
Was there a time or a date, a race, a decision you can look back on as a turning point, Bill?
I have to say maybe last year in September I won the final of the Slots Cup.
Mm-hmm.
It went for $100,000 in Sarnia. That was probably the biggest race I've ever won, and probably got my name out there a little more.
Yeah. You know. Was that a point where you said to yourself, uh-huh, I can play with the big boys?
I thought so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's obviously more confidence in how you approach your drives now than I would think than last year.
Yeah, I feel a lot more confident when I'm out there now, and most of the times I'm pretty nervous going up to the trainers and talking before the race, and now I just kind of feel more confident when I'm out on the track and in the race and everything.
Well, you've earned the right to do that. You know, you came down here from BC with your dad. You grew up in a racing family. When you first got here, were you obviously had a little bit of intimidation, as you were alluding to?
Oh, I was very intimidated when I first got here. There are a lot of great drivers out here. So,
yeah.
Like I said, even going, I was an absolute starstruck with the first time I drove at Mohawk with all the great drivers there. And
yeah. No, I can understand how you would be, because I'm not even a driver, obviously, and when I go to Mohawk's paddock or Woodbine's paddock, I get hit with the same star-struck kind of feeling. Did you set any goals heading into 2011? What were they at the time?
Well, I wanted to try and finish top five at one of the tracks I drive at, and I wanted to make over 1 million purses and get about 300 wins.
Well, I'll tell you what, you are well on your way to that. You've got 181 wins now. You've already busted your goal of $1 million in purses. You could conceivably double that. And you know, it's really something. You are part of a wave of young guns that have just blown up on the scene. I guess in a way that's kind of cool, but I guess in another way you might say, geez, you know, I got all this talent and I got to come on the scene where there's all these other big boys. How do you view that?
I'm just kind of happy the way things have really worked out for me. I think this is what I wanted, but I didn't really expect it to happen so fast for me. So
yeah, but, well, you had a good teacher in your dad.
Yeah, he's been great. You know, he's taught me everything I've known about racing. So
yeah,
he's done a great job.
Where do you see yourself in the next few years? Any desire to train horses like your dad?
Well, I had a couple of my own at the beginning of the year, and it was just getting too hard. You know, I was driving every day and trying to wake up in the morning and go to qualifiers and do my own horses, and sometimes people would ask me to go to Mohawk or Flamborough to train one or two. So it was just getting too hard trying to train and drive, so I sold those horses, and I'm just trying to concentrate on driving now.
I think the game's got too specialized now for, you know, back when I was your age, trainers drove, and that was not anything unusual, but, you know, really, to be a good driver, you've got to be so focused. You can be tired and still train a horse, but you don't want to be tired when you're out there on the track, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Where do you see
be in the right state of mind.
What are the best lessons you've learned from your dad and how you conduct yourself both personally and professionally?
You know, I'm really not too sure how to answer that question. I'm sorry.
More by example, I do.
Again, I can't really think of anything like on the top of my head of what he taught me and everything.
Well, you didn't learn what you learned by accident. You had to have picked it up almost by osmosis from your dad. You're driving Mock Lady in the $70,000 Ken Pace final at Clinton on Sunday. She won her a limb, as did Whiskey Whiskey and Nancy O. Those two Mach 3 fillies are no stranger to each other. Mock Lady knows now Whiskey Whiskey Nancy O in the Autumn Series final at Woodbine. What do you think's going to happen on Sunday?
I'm not too sure, but I know that Whiskey Whiskey Nancy O can leave pretty good, but the best thing for me in that is that she's got the trailing post, so I'm hoping I can try and make to the front and try and dictate the pace.
Do you drive Clinton a lot?
No, actually I don't. I just went there. I'm just going there for this race here, and last week.
Is this your first race at Clinton?
I was there last year.
Oh yeah. What do you think of that first turn?
It's pretty tight and it's pretty flat.
It's scary, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it is a fan-friendly track, but it's not too friendly to the horses and drivers to go around that first turn. That is just almost hairpin, but it's still a beautiful place. Well, listen, you're a great example to young drivers. What would you tell them if a young kid came up to you? How old are you now, Bill?
I'm 24.
Okay, well, if a younger kid came up to you and said, I want to be a harness driver, what do I have to do? What would you tell them?
Just keep working and make sure that people know that you're available to to drive.
Yeah, and, you know, if they do like what you did, you made yourself available.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, keep up the good work. It's been a pleasure having you on Trot Radio. Good luck with your drives on the weekend and also at Clinton. Bill Davis Jr., thanks so much.
Thank you.